Folks, growing up in the 1970s had one major benefit. There weren't cameras everywhere like there are now, ready to record petty crimes that may or may not have happened. No, that's not what I meant to say. No, one of the benefits of growing up in the 1970s was the great music. Oh my gosh, there was so much good music across the board. And we'd take all of the money that we made, which very little money we made, busing tables or caddying at the golf course or, you know, mowing lawns, whatever it was, and we'd go to Target and buy albums for only a few bucks. Music, again, this is the vinyl days. A vinyl album was only a few bucks at Target. And this was the old Target. This is before they were cool and sold designer garden tools and hip clothes hangers, you know, the old Target. So we'd go in there and we'd come out, an average record haul, we'd have heavy metal albums, folk albums, funk albums, R&B, soul, hard rock. In one take, we'd buy all kinds of music, and there was so much, your head would explode. There was so much good music to choose from, and you'd run home and you'd peel the wrapping off the album and throw it on the platter. I mean, it's great. And one of my favorite bands at that time was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that's why it was so sad to hear about the recent passing of Maurice White, one of the founding members and, of course, a key member of that group. And I had all of those big albums that they came out with at that time. And I remember we went to see them, some friends of mine and I went to see them at Iowa State University in 1978. I think the opening act was Seal. And this show, your head, I mean, it's hard to explain the energy that this band brought to the stage. And it lasted forever. I mean, if only I could last that long in any sense. It was such entertainment, pure entertainment, and I'll never forget that show and those great albums. And that's really what I was trying to say, is that I wanted to thank Maurice White for all the great music